Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and the Hot Air Balloon Festival just around the corner, and we've got three of the people who are integral in putting this on September 21st and 22nd. Nikki Pipp is here. How are you today, Nikki?
I'm fine, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Lori Wayon here from St. Joseph Health System. How are you, Lori?
Great, Kevin.
And Kathy Allward's also here. How are you, Kathy?
Good morning, Kevin.
Glad to have you all three in the studio. Well, we're going to talk about the event, and Nikki, I think you said it best. This looks like it's going to be better than ever this year.
That has definitely been our goal.
Yeah.
We want to make it better and different every year. This is our fourth year.
Wow.
I survived three of them.
Yeah,
already.
You have.
Anyway, and if we don't make it better and different every year, then people are going to say, well, yeah, I can, what's the point? I've already seen balloons fly and done all this other stuff. So we've got different things. And
well, before we start on everything that's happening, let's talk to Lori Wayon. Lori is here, part of St. Joseph Health System, and you had said it, Nikki, that without their help, this wouldn't have even, so to speak, gotten off the ground.
That is...
Yeah.
Cha-ching.
You like that? Very good. Thank you.
That is absolutely true,
right,
Kevin. The St. Joseph Health System has been our primary sponsor from the very first, and
right,
they were the first person we went to when we had this crazy idea of having a balloon festival, and they were absolutely there for us and have been every year.
Yeah, Lori, tell us about being a part of the balloon festival and part of the community.
Well, we're really excited to be a part of the festival. These gals work hard, they're fun to work with, and it's just, they're a lot of fun to work with. And the point I want to make is that it's really all about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And our leadership team at St. Joseph knows the importance of fostering and maintaining those community partnerships that we've had in the past and that we will have in the future. So that's why we like to be involved in these types of sponsorships, and it's our way to give back.
And outside of health-related sponsorships, I know everybody would think of the health system as being part of those kind of things, but this is outside of that, and you guys are on full board with this.
That's right. Anything to help the community. That's our way to give back. You know, our main goal is to take care of people and give them quality, compassion, and health care when they come through our doors, but this is our way to give back and support our communities that serve.
Sure, the community thanks you for that. We do, too, for jumping on board on this. Now, Nikki, let's talk. We got all kinds of things. We got two big days full of, actually, there's almost like a third day because you got a Friday night event too with the car show, right?
Well, yes, actually, we do. The car show is having a cruise on Friday night. This is something that we have had a car show for the last 3 years, but we have had someone who is partnering with this. His name is Ron Heal, and has done an absolutely phenomenal job into making a few cars sitting out on the grass into a car show.
Yeah.
With a cruise and with trophies and lots of people. And Ron, he really did. And we have something called, and I'm not a car person, but I understand this is very important, the Ram Chargers High and Mighty 2.
Yeah.
Which is a 1949 Plymouth. And it's, if you have seen any of our brochures, it's the weirdest looking car, but it has all these weird things looking on it. But it's very important to people who are car show people. So please come and look at that. But it does start on Friday night.
Okay.
And I think the cruise will, they'll be having dinner at the Long Lake Bar. So if there's anybody in the area Friday night in the Long Lake area and they'd like to take an early peek at some of the cars that will be at the show, stop in, have a look. They'd love to show them up.
All right. So that's Friday night. And then, then we start into the big weekend. Where do you want to start first, Nikki, when we hit Saturday and Sunday?
Well, I'm going to add something to Friday.
Oh.
Theoretically.
Okay.
Weather permitting, which you'll hear me say a lot. We could have a flight Friday night they probably would take off from the infield of the racetrack at the Iosco County Fairgrounds. And again, we have not had one of these flights for a while because I don't know what Mother Nature has against Friday nights, but there is a potential that would be a scheduled flight on that night.
All right.
So then we go to Saturday, and things get really crazy. We have an apple cook-off, and that is actually that goes throughout town. All of our businesses, or most of our businesses, have a unique apple
recipe
that has, among its other ingredients, apples.
Apples.
And you can get a mug that, and then you get to vote, and you go through town, and it's going to be a beautiful day. So that's what.
Okay. Good start. All right. What's next?
I think Kathy should talk.
Okay, Kathy should talk.
Dee Dee Brinkman has been very helpful this year. She's working on the Arts and Crafts Show, and she has a number of crafters coming in, and so that will be part of the Saturday event. We also have the Friends of the Library have stepped up, and they always do a great job in hosting our kids' events. And they always bring an author in. And so this year, we're very honored to have Jonathan Rand. And a lot of our events will be based around his books. And they were talking about alligators on the Asabo. They're doing something with that, and it's just like, that should be great fun. So that, you know, is always a real highlight for the kids, as well as the 4-H group comes in, Carla Johnson. They'll be bringing farm animals in for a petting zoo, and they also have pony rides, which again is a huge hit for the kids.
Right.
So.
All right. Now, where do you pick it up, Nikki? Go right ahead.
Well, I think I missed something, the beginning of Saturday, and that would be our early morning flight, balloon flight.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That also potentially will be taking off from the infield of the racetrack.
All right.
And again, weather permitting.
Weather permitting, all right.
But this year, it's going to be
We're going to have great weather.
Really good,
You betcha, yeah.
There also is a balloon glow with, on Saturday night, weather permitting, where the balloons, they don't fly, but they stand their balloons up, meaning they get them all full of air, etc., and they do glow.
Oh, okay.
They actually do glow. It's just, it really is beautiful.
Okay.
We also are going to have something new on another Saturday morning. Sorry.
That's all right.
We're going to have a pancake breakfast at the St. Pius Catholic Church, which is about 2 miles down the road from where the fair is.
Okay.
Or the fairgrounds are.
Oh, I don't think it's 2 miles. It's maybe, it's not very far.
Not very far. All right. Look for the signs.
Just a little north of the fairgrounds.
Look for the signs. You'll find it.
Just average jog, Nikki.
Yeah, there you go.
That's how far. You'd have to run it, Kevin. You're the runner here.
Yeah, okay.
Speaking of which,
very nice segue.
We have a 10K run this year for the first time. It's called Hail Yes, Run Like the Wind.
Okay.
We had a very successful, I shouldn't say we, but there was a very successful run in the end of July out around Long Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And that has prompted us, the person who put that on is helping us with this 10K run, because we've had runs the last few years, but they're 5Ks, and we have been instructed that that doesn't really attract the runners.
Okay.
So we're on it this year.
Wow. Okay, 10K this year. Okay,
yes, it
gotcha.
Is.
We will have a 5K for those of us that can't make the 10K. 5K, you can walk it or run it. And we also, for those who have little ones from like 3 to 8, we'll be having events at the old high school. So they can stay there in a safe area and do their own little running and their own little track
event. There you
go.
All right, very nice.
We also are going to have something new that is going to be sponsored by Hospice of Helping Hands. On Saturday at 2 p.m., they will be doing a balloon release ceremony.
Oh.
And helium balloons will be released in memory of loved ones.
Very nice. All right. Keeping with the theme there. Nice.
Yes.
Okay.
We will have inflatable bounce houses.
Mm-hmm.
That's for the kids. The Northeast Michigan Regional Farm Market, that is here in Taos and in Oscoda on Wednesdays, is going to come out on Sunday.
Okay.
So they'll be there.
Very nice.
We're going to have a pet show on Saturday, and that is going to be sponsored by Carrie's Gentle Grooming and Supply, and it is an absolute hit every year.
Yeah, it really is.
This year, Carrie's partnering with Northland Area Credit Union, and so they have some new events there, so it'll be worth seeing. I think it'll be a really fun event. That's usually one of the favorites amongst the kids.
Okay. Where to next?
Schmidt Amusements will be there for children's rides and games. We are going to have steam engine demonstrations, which we had last year and were really very popular.
Yeah, they are. They are popular.
We are also going to be having something. This is new for us this year. The School of Exotic and Useful Arts.
Hmm.
I know. I've tried to explain this to people, and I always sort of start stuttering.
All right. Well, don't do it this time. Okay.
Now I'm going to do it for everybody. They have interactive swordsmanship demonstrations. They have medieval games, belly dancing, knife poker, and so much more.
Wow.
I know. They have this brochure that is like 3 pages, tiny type. But they do a lot of confidence building.
I see. Okay.
There's a lot of different things that they are involved in, and they are absolutely wonderful, unique people to talk to.
Sounds like it. Yeah, that should be a fun event to come on out to. All right.
And the wine tasting and the Taste of Hail, that is on Saturday night. It is at Plainfield Township Hall, which is just closer to 65.
Yep.
And it's $20 per person advance and $25 per person at the door. It begins at 7 p.m., and it is wonderful.
And I think one way we're changing it up for the wine tasting, we're featuring some local authors that will be there to talk about their books and some local artists.
Okay.
So, you know, we continue to want to focus on our local talent.
Yes.
And make this not only a family-friendly event, but to highlight what our community has.
Yeah, very nice.
She wrote a poem.
She did?
About the Balloon Festival.
Oh, really?
One of our authors did. Deborah Hales.
Oh, all right.
Wrote a book. She's from Lando Lake, and it's mostly about family traditions. And as I was reading through it, she wrote a poem on the Balloon Festival.
Very nice.
Yeah,
okay.
That's great.
That's good. All right. Anything else on the list? Have we gotten through it all, or is there more to go?
I think that's most of it.
That's a lot of stuff going on in just a couple of days.
It certainly seems
that way.
It
sounds like it. Yeah, that's right. Well, and we're going
to
hope for the best weather ever so that we can get those balloons off the ground.
There is no hoping about it.
Oh,
it's just
going to happen. I like that.
And before we go, I'd just like to thank Carol Broadcasting again for their continued support. Without them, as well as the hospital,
we
could not pull this off. And, you know, it's a great community effort on everyone's part, starting with the two entities there, our balloon sponsors, our event sponsors. It takes a lot of money to do this. And I just feel truly blessed that our community has pulled together and we're able to host such a wonderful, unique event in Hale.
You're right. Now, we went through everything pretty quick. If they want more information, you guys got a great website that they can look this up.
HaleYes.org.
That's the place to go.
On the front of, in the homepage, down at the bottom right-hand corner, there's this little ticket that swings and says Hot Air Balloon Festival. You click on that and...
There you go.
There you go.
All the information you need right there. All right. Well, Kathy Allward, Nikki Pip, and Lori Wayon, thank you for stopping by and joining us, and we'll look forward to a great weekend in Hale.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.